So was I right or was I right? Big Ben's Breakfast Barn has the best pancakes ever. No, you will not change the subject and make fun of their name. Do you hear me, mister? Yes, I know it's silly, but it doesn't take away from the fact that their pancakes are fucking delicious. And you really don't have room to talk about goofy names. What's that place you like? Pete's Pancake Palooza? Yeah, so I don't want to hear anything about silly names. Are you finally admitting it? Are you actually saying that Big Ben's is the place with the best pancakes? Well, friend, buddy, pal, I hate to say I told you so, but oh, who am I kidding? I love to say I told you so. All right, get ready. Here it comes. It's almost here. Told you so. But in all seriousness, thank you so much for paying, even though you really didn't need to do that. You were my guest, and I'm the one who should have paid, not you. But again, thank you. It really means a lot. Oh, and I almost forgot to thank you for telling me about that computer repair shop. I know there's the one right in town, but it's so expensive. The one you recommended not only sounds like it offers reasonable prices, but based on the reviews, it seems like they do some really solid work. Yep, I got the number you gave me. I wrote it down on this napkin right here. Did you see that? The damn wind just blew it right out of my hands and into the road. Well, I'll be right back. I'm just gonna go grab it. Huh? A car? What do you? Oh shit! Oh, that was close. Hey, are you? Oh my God! Your leg. Is it broken? It is? Shit, 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 shit. Okay, don't panic, don't panic. Do not panic. No, not you. Me. I'm trying to convince myself not to panic. All right, I need to call an ambulance. Hello? Hi? Yeah, I need an ambulance here right away. We're at 2424 Green Street, right near Big Ben's Breakfast Barn. This is serious. Okay, thank you so much. Bye. All right, she's sending an ambulance now. It should be here in a few minutes. I cannot believe I caused this to happen. I am so sorry. Really, I feel absolutely awful. Please know that I am so very sorry about this. What do you mean stop saying sorry? Come on, this isn't the time to pretend to be nice. I just caused you to break your fucking leg. If you're upset with me, you have every right to be. You're really not mad? Well, thank you. That's a huge relief. I'm sorry for being so fidgety. I'm having a hard time staying calm. Do I want to what? Hold your hand? Yeah, I'd love to. This is nice. Feels even better than I imagined it would. Did I just say that out loud? Yeah, I may dream about holding your hand from time to time. Why? Well, because for the longest time I've been in. Oh, the ambulance is here. Now you can finally get some help for that leg. Hey, sleepyhead. How are you feeling? A little sore? Yeah, the doctor said you might be feeling a little sore at times. Luckily, he gave you some painkillers. Here you go. They should help. The surgery? Yeah, they said it went well. So, speaking of the surgery, about what you said before you went into the operating room. Well, I just want to know why you said it. Why did you say you only wanted me to be here when you woke up? You could have chosen your parents, your brother, your aunt and uncle, but you didn't. You chose me. Why is that? Because the first person you wanted to see was the one you loved the most. You loved me? As a friend or is more. More? Oh my God. I don't even know what to say. You do? Well, what is it? Oh, you think I should say what I was about to say earlier before the ambulance stopped me? All right, I can do that. So, what I was going to say earlier that I didn't get the chance to is that for a while now, I've been in love with you. How long is a while? Well, 3 years maybe? Yeah, I know, that's quite a while. I was just so nervous that it would ruin our friendship. But today, when you hurt yourself so you could save me from getting hit by that car, and then tried to calm me down while you were the one lying on the ground with your leg all fucked up, it just showed me how much you truly cared about me. It made me fall even deeper in love with you. And I knew right then and there that I had to tell you how I felt. And that damn ambulance came and interrupted me. But it's fine. I was still able to confess to you. I mean, I've got to admit that this isn't how I imagined I'd tell you, but I'll take it. Yeah, I imagined it. I even practiced it sometimes. Stop laughing. It's not funny. You found it cute? Aw, thanks. Huh? Oh. You think we should cuddle? Well, I'm not going to say no to that. Am I fine, just like this? I'm not making you uncomfortable or anything, am I? Okay, good. I really love when you hold me. You're so warm. And I love staring into your eyes, watching them stare back at me as we get closer and closer to share our first. That was amazing, babe. I'm sorry, that just kind of slipped out. You like it when I call you that? Okay, babe. You have an idea. What is it? Oh, you want me to be the first to sign your cat? Yeah, I'd love to. Let me find a pen. Okay, got one. Now I'll just lean down and there we go. Your cast has now been signed. This will be worth a lot of money someday. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drop the pen on your leg. You didn't feel that, did you? Oh, thank God. Yeah, I know it's just a little pen, but still, you can never be too careful around a broken leg. All right. I need to find this pen so I can put it away. And I don't want to stab you in the middle of the night. Where the hell did it go? Couldn't have gone far. Maybe it's... Babe, what's this? You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's something long and stiff, and it's not your cast. Did I do that to you? Wow. I feel so good knowing I can get you that hard. Was it from the kissing? And because my butt crack's been showing ever since I leaned down to sign your cast? You naughty boy. I'm one to talk, though. I'm thinking about doing something a lot dirtier than showing you my butt crack. What is it I'm thinking? Well, I was just thinking that I could maybe help you out, you know, with your situation down there. I caused your dick to become hard, and I think it's only fair that I take care of it for you. Would you like that? I thought so. Let me just pull down the covers, lift up your gown, and, oh, wow. Babe, your cock is amazing. It's everything I've dreamed of and more. Are you kidding me? Of course I've dreamed about your dick. I lost count of how many times I've touched myself thinking about what your dick looked like, what it feels like, what it tastes like. So I've seen what it looks like. Now let me see what it feels like. Oh, wow, it feels so good in my hand. Oh, I love stroking it like this. Oh, look at all that pre-cum. I don't think I can hold back any longer. I think now's the part where I finally get to find out what your cup tastes like. Oh, fuck, baby, you taste amazing. I can't believe I'm finally doing this. I'm finally giving my best friend, no, my boyfriend, a blowjob. The faces you make as I push you are so sexy. They let me know I'm doing a good job, and I want to do the best job for you. You deserve to feel good after the day you've had. Are you getting close, babe? Oh, okay. Oh, I want you to come for me. Oh, I want you to shoot all your cum down my throat. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Wow, you came. So much for me. Let me just clean you up a little. Oh. Is it sensitive? I'm sorry, babe. I'll stop now, I promise. Let's just cover you back up. There we go. All right. Now I think I want to cuddle some more. Oh, what a day. If you were to try to explain our day to someone, they wouldn't believe you. They'd think it was just a script that somebody wrote. Oh, well, that's fine. All that matters is we know it's true. Just like our love.